Hello, hello. Welcome back to the Wine Podcast. It has been a little bit since we've been on the air, but we're glad to be back. We had a great podcast last time, and I think we have another one today. My name is Seamus. I'm joined, as always, by my wonderful co-host, Isabel. Isabel, how are you?
I'm doing good, Seamus. It has been a while since we last did a podcast, you know? I'm excited to be back, excited to see what our guests have to say today. Should be good.
It's been the beginning of the school year now. Mm-hmm. We our last episode was probably early August. Was it around then?
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's been a while. So long ago. Yeah. Beginning of August.
How's the school year been for you so far?
It's been good. It's been really busy. I've been doing a lot of stuff for my sorority. Literally the last, 3 weeks.
I feel like that's all pretty overwhelming.
Yeah, but we're done now, so that's good. And I'm going to Vegas tomorrow, so.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I didn't know that.
For the weekend.
That's amazing. What are you planning on doing in Vegas?
I'm going to see Travis Scott.
Travis Scott. There we go. Andres, our in-studio audience, Andres is loving it already.
Yeah.
Okay. That's going to be lit. Triple G fights in Vegas this weekend.
Yeah, so it's going to be super busy. Yeah. That's what, everyone's like, oh my god, we're going to meet some famous people this weekend. It should be good. So, I'm excited. That's what I've got going on. How's your year been, Seamus?
Summer was a fantastic summer. We got to the end. We finished Welcome Week. Welcome Week was a lot of fun. Very busy. The Welcome Week paycheck just came in, so that was very, very fun.
Ayo.
We love that. it was an amazing summer. Definitely in the year so far, the school year, I haven't done a lot so far. It's kind of been one club stuff and classes, but we got past the syllabus week and now we're actually doing real stuff. So gotta do readings again, which kind of sucks.
Yeah, no, I'm in the same place too. I have a lot of homework that I need to get done before Monday and I'm going to be gone tonight. But yeah, so our guest today.
The voices you just heard, one of the voices. But we have two guests from who are also fellow members of the Orientation Transition Experiences office this summer. We have Jack Utzman and Jake Holly. Hello, introduce yourselves.
Hello. I'm Seamus's one and only.
You're damn right.
We are the two of the three heads of the OPA.
That is
we don't
OPA.
Use orientation abbreviations.
We're not
abbreviations.
Orientation program assistants. We're missing our Phil. Then we'd be really the Cybris over here, but you know me.
Cerberus?
Yeah. Fuck you, Jake.
Up to a blind start.
I just started my Greek and Roman mythology class. Don't expect me to know.
I was wondering why you were whipping that story out earlier. I was super confused.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I don't know anyone else who gets words wrong as often as you do. you mispronounce Ayn Rand as Ayn Rand or whatever you
say. It rolls off the tongue, but it really does.
It's like a pass, she rained, it happens.
I'm all about the flow of a conversation, you know. As long as the words sound good to me, they're good.
I think that'll serve us well later in the podcast, hopefully. Yeah.
Once this 3.9% wine really starts flowing through.
That is a great segue. Jake, you brought in the wine today. What are we drinking?
Okay, we actually, we've got four different flavors of Boone's Farm today. I know that a lot of people in the older generation are very fond of drinking this in a cornfield and passing out later in the night.
Very fond.
But my parents know it and love it.
Making fun of Jeff for not knowing words just skips the word memories.
This is a big podcast.
Whatever.
A lot of
anyway,
there's
I figured...
There's a lot of people who listen. There are a lot of loyal listeners
out
there.
I figured we should probably go through every flavor.
We should go through every flavor. So what flavors do we have here? And what is their alcohol content?
We'll go through. I currently am drinking a strawberry daiquiri flavored apple wine product.
Oh,
and it is 3.9% alcohol.
I am drinking a blue Hawaiian flavored apple wine product, also 3.9%.
I love how it's wine product. Ours definitely don't say wine product on there.
Well, legally this isn't wine, but legally this is a wine podcast.
Gotcha.
I'm pretty sure this is just red Gatorade.
Red Gatorade mixed with a little bit of vodka, maybe.
Put two grapes in it.
I am drinking the Boone's Farm Strawberry Hill flavored citrus wine. It is a 7.5 alcohol by volume.
And I am drinking the Boone's Farm Sangria flavored grape wine.
That's a 7.5 as well.
Yeah, it was also 7.5.
So we got the wine that is actually a wine, not a wine product. But then we also have a substitute wine in here if we get to the end and we're not where we feel we need to be.
Yeah.
But we can talk about that later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that later.
Oh, we have one more.
We have one more Boone's Farm too.
No.
Oh.
We have one more wine.
Oh, well, okay.
He's talking about
this.
Hands.
This is what they call a
oh,
weak wine.
No, no. Well, we don't talk about that on this podcast. Yeah. So with that, we're drinking the Boone's Farm. Is there any backstory on Boone's Farm? Why did you choose it? What caught your eye? Tell us about it, Jake.
Well, you see, me and my friend Kelvin, if we're going to the liquor store on like a Friday or Saturday, one of our favorite, like, little getting started, nice and easy kind of ways to settle into the night is we'll go into Dickie Town Liquor, we'll go over to where the Boone's Farm is, we'll each grab a bottle of Fuzzy Navel, and then we slam that and then get started with the night.
There you go.
But unfortunately, they ran out of Fuzzy Navel, so I wasn't able to pick it up. I was actually really sad about that.
I have also heard my parents used to drink Boone Farm, and they used to have Boone Farm races where that's just you chug a bottle of this as fast as you can. With it being 3.9 alcohol, that's just basically chugging a beer, so
a big one though, like a glass bottle.
A lot of volume.
It's also very sweet. That could get you after a little while.
Yeah,
I'm a little bit worried about you two with the mixes that you got there, the Hawaiian punch and the strawberry daiquiri.
Let it be
known. Are you almost done, Jake?
Yeah.
Oh
mine
my god.
Is neon blue, and I'm planning on looking like a Smurf after this, I would assume.
Jake is genuinely three quarters done with his wine.
3.9% alcohol.
You gotta pace yourself here, Jake.
He's winning the Boone race.
He's winning the Boone race.
You're not first, you're last.
Well, there's that. I was on the bottle, it says this is, it was specifically mine, but it's a citrus wine with natural flavors, a refreshing taste of lush, ripe strawberries. Vinted and bottled by Boone's Winery, Modesto, California, distributed in Puerto Rico by beer distributors, and then contains sulfites, so there's that.
Mine says that one, too.
Yes. So, got a little bit of Puerto Rico in here if we're distributing. I don't think we're distributing this. It's mostly California, but something you don't see on everyone, I guess.
I'm taking a Spanish linguistics class right now, and I learned today that in Puerto Rico, they say Puerto Rico. That's how they say it.
Is that exactly how they say it?
Yes.
I love that. That's awesome.
Very extra.
In case you were curious.
Puerto Rico, the unsung success.
The unsung success?
Have you not heard this?
No.
Trump called how he handled
Puerto
Rico. I don't know if this is a political podcast, but
you can talk about it.
It was a success. I support my man.
Well, on that note,
let's not.
So today we don't have a wine term of the day. However, we're going to try something a little bit new, and we're going to go over the history of wine a little bit. So, Isabel, do you want to take it away?
Yeah, let me just grab my notes.
The notes. We do a lot of prep on this show.
Yeah.
It's big time. We were here for probably half an hour before we were talking about Greek mythology, which we are not really planning on talking about on the podcast. And Isabel has now opened up her laptop to the history of wine on Wikipedia. She was studying it before. She actually wrote it, like, you can edit on Wikipedia, so.
Yeah. So, essentially, let's just dive in, shall we, to the history of wine?
Absolutely.
So it says, the earliest archaeological evidence of grape wine was found in Georgia, and it comes from the year 6000 BC. Which, dang, that's a long time ago. As we already know, it's made from fermented grapes, among other fruits.
Mm-hmm.
Apple product, I suppose, as we're seeing here. Also,
is it just any fruit?
Essentially.
Well, you can make any fruit alcohol. I don't know if it that alcohol.
Yeah,
would
but
be
like, what makes
wine
then? If you can use apples,
is the way
it's
like, specifically
for earlier evidence of a wine made from fermented grapes, among other fruits being consumed in China. Like sangria.
Yeah, that's true. So, we could use it for other fruits, probably.
Yeah. And then it says, and this is, like, really interesting, which I guess I didn't really think about this, but, like, altered consciousness produced by wine is, like, well, used to be seen as really religious, so that's why wine is, like, very symbolic in a lot of religions.
Altered consciousness meaning getting drunk?
Yeah, like, you know, you're drunk and then you're like, whoa, I, like, know the world now.
Like, you know when you're little and you spin around so much you get really dizzy?
I don't think that... Is that the same thing?
No, it is. That's like, kids do that to alter their consciousness or they hold their breath. It's like seeing that kids do things to alter their consciousness just like adults do, but adults...
But they don't, like, substances. Know that that's what they're doing. Yeah,
they don't know that it's like, oh, I'm just depriving my brain of oxygen.
No, yeah. It's a very interesting human quality, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
The fact that, like, you need to experience different consciousnesses, kind of. But, like, that's kind of, like, I feel...
That, like, people seek that out through different methods.
Yeah, I feel like people are actively like, seeking that out.
Wow, this is a
hard
day.
And I don't think
you
see evidence of that, like, anywhere else.
But don't you think it's because, better like, humans are breath. Constantly... striving to like figure out the bigger picture and like think about religions where they do like drugs, right? Like, well, what we think of as drugs, but they're like, this is how I'm gonna like
peyote
see the bigger whoever
the,
whatever
the,
is
the deity or whatever,
like,
I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, or like whoever the higher power is in their religion, but like that's how they can like get there.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
but yeah, anyways, it says wine has been considered religious since its origin, like the ancient Greeks, Christianity, all those religions.
And I think that's why I like wine so much, is, you know, growing up Catholic, I just was drinking wine from day one, basically. We have a new member of our in-studio audience here, Neil. He's just maybe going to the bathroom. He's kind of nodding. He'll be in and out.
You'll probably be able to hear it.
there's a shot. Are you doing your laundry?
Close
the door.
Close the door.
All right. Anyway, I think that's why I like wine so much. I've been drinking it since day one. And, like, you know, I built up a taste for it. Whereas, like, I remember drinking
it. Is that why you like red wine as opposed to...
I think that's why I tolerate it. Like, I definitely like most types of wine.
Yeah.
But I'm like, yeah, red wine for sure, too.
Mm. I have the opposite thing. Whenever I had to drink wine at communion, I thought it tasted so bad.
Yeah, me too. I was the same way.
I mean, like, in the beginning, I think that makes sense. I would always cough a little bit after, like, drinking wine.
I just took too big a hit.
I'd be like walking back and I'm like, and like I can always throw it in my throat. I can feel like the little knot in my throat. I'm like, I can hold it in. I can hold it in.
I don't think I drank wine until I got to college.
Really?
Oh, I think I remember the first time I had wine.
Story time. Okay, should we do the history of wine?
Finish that and then I can
talk about that. Yeah. So I'm not gonna get obviously through the entire history of wine, but we'll like give it a good shot. So. Then it says, the oldest discovered winery was found in Armenia, the Areni 1 cave. In Vyatzor, Armenia, dated 4100 BC. And the site contained a wine press, fermentation vats, jars, and cups.
And look cups?
Yeah, the cups.
Were there mason jars? That's my question.
Probably.
Good.
Right.
Okay. I'm all for it.
You know, it's like kind of vintage. Mm-hmm. They must have had mason jars. But yeah, so that's the oldest winery. What else? Oh, and then we were talking about this earlier, but you know, the Book of Genesis first mentions the production of wine after the Great Flood when Noah drunkenly exposes himself to his sons.
Got him. I'll tell you about that. You know what? He was leading all the animals, you know, two by two, but he didn't tell you that he drunkenly flashed his sons.
Well, two brief blocks. Aside, I remember hearing her say that before the podcast actually started, and I don't know why,
it's
but
all
I heard
the prep, Jake. You
no,
can't,
no, no,
you
no,
can't
no, no. I heard Noah. I thought she said Joakim Noah, like the Bulls player. And I was like, that's kind of fucked up, but I didn't.
Yeah, don't
which
worry.
Is weird, though. Noah of the Ark or Joakim Noah?
Joakim Noah.
Honestly, though, if any NBA player was to.
Yeah.
This just makes so much more sense now.
Joakim Noah.
Said nothing, just silently. Here's another interesting story involving wine.
Okay.
In a Persian legend, King Jamshid banished a lady of his harem, causing her to become despondent and contemplate suicide. Going to the king's warehouse, the woman sought out a jar marked poison, which contained the remnants of the grapes that had spoiled and were now deemed undrinkable. So she drank it, and she found her spirits lifted.
Really?
Yeah. She took her discovery to the king, who became so enamored of this new drink that he not only accepted the woman back, but also decreed that all grapes grown in Persepolis would be devoted to winemaking. So literally, yeah. Wine in this story was discovered by someone trying to kill themselves, but then instead getting happily drunk.
Is Persepolis named after Persephone? It probably is, right?
I don't know.
I don't know who Persephone is.
Should we go into a Wikipedia hole right now?
I mean, we could. I mean, I think it's about Persephone, like the Hades.
I don't know if going into a Wikipedia hole is the best radio, best podcast.
Yeah, no, I don't think so either.
She's the Greek goddess of, like, seasons or some bullshit.
Again, oh, that's right, that's right.
I'm only not even 2 weeks into my Greek class. You gotta...
Dude, you ever played God of War?
Give me time. No.
You gotta read Percy Jackson. That's how you get all the Greek mythology knowledge.
Honestly, I think God of War is better.
Hello, we have another in-studio audience. Ben is just stopping in.
Is that a moon pie?
No, it's an Izzy's ice cream sandwich.
Oh. Very, very nice.
Ben.
Anything else with the history of wine that we want to talk about?
Yeah. I don't know. I think those are kind of the fun stories that I had.
So we heard about the history of wine, but what about the history of wine products?
That's a great question.
Because technically,
you know what?
I am not currently drinking a wine.
Yeah.
I think when were wine products first invented?
No, fuck that. Just for Boone's closure, started we go to the Boone's Farm Wikipedia page.
Boone's Farm Wikipedia page. We can do that.
And then we'll close out.
And then that'll close
that.
Out. Yeah. We have to give our opinions on the wine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your wine.
Yeah, as we're doing this, what do we think of the
Here's what the first thing that comes up when I search Boone's Farm. Drinking the bottom shelf. Boone's Farm on SiriusEats.com.
We've never claimed to be a high-class wine podcast. We've drank Barefoot, we've had Rex Goliath. These are not expensive wines.
Okay, Boone's Farm Fan Club?
Fan Club? There's a fan site?
Consider mine.
The Boone's Farm Fan Club was founded in 2007 by enthusiastic drinkers who appreciate the value of Boone's Farm, a flavored apple wine product produced in California. Available in many flavors,
California
it's low
makes
cost,
good
makes
wine.
It a favorite on college campuses.
I concur. This isn't the worst. Is there a Wikipedia page? All right, so Jake, you are almost done with your wine, so I want to make sure we get your yeah,
that's impressive.
Jake is just about finishing up right now. He might be finishing with this gulp. He's the very bottom of the glass left.
I'll just finish it.
He's finishing it right now. As you're
he's
finishing
at the
it,
bottom
Jake,
of the bottom,
and
shelf.
The bottom of the bottom shelf has now been completed. Jake is done. We are how many minutes into the podcast? We are 17 minutes into the podcast, and Jake is currently done.
No. Uh-huh.
How do you feel?
I mean, it was nothing.
It was nothing?
Yeah. It literally, like, I'm gonna be honest, it tastes a lot like a drier red Gatorade.
That, yeah, I'm not surprised, honestly. Like, that's kind of what it looks like.
That's what it looks like, yeah.
So, would you recommend Boone's Farm, or would you do it differently if you had
to? If you're looking to enjoy your drinking experience, no, I absolutely would not.
You would not recommend
Boone's Farm? If you're trying to start off a wine podcast strong, or maybe start off the night with a little something lighter, I think it could be a great time.
I didn't realize that you were trying to start off the wine podcast strong. Like, usually we drink a bottle and that should be enough.
I mean, do you know me? You know me.
I know you. That was my mistake.
I think that was kind of a dumb question.
Sorry, I apologize.
I'm going to move to my wheat beer.
He's
now
moving to his
let
beers
it be known,
that he has
he
on
already
the table
has
as well.
Drinking two of his wheat wines before
yeah.
this.
The wheat wines. The wine of the sky blue waters. Is that what you're drinking over there?
Hams, the wine of the sky blue waters.
There we go. Jake, or Jack, excuse me. What are you thinking of your Hawaiian punch so far?
It tastes good. Like a pina colada, and it's neon blue.
Wait, Jack, can you show them your tongue?
Yeah, can you just stick out your tongue a little bit? Yep, it's blue. Yeah. Yep. It's 100% blue.
And it is just winning me over.
Is it really?
Yeah. I'm thinking like a Smurf, I'm feeling like a Smurf, and Smurfs are made of gold, well-known fact, but yeah. It's golden. That's what I rate it.
Golden.
Bronze, silver, gold.
Oh,
it's
I gotta
gold.
Give a rating?
We'll do that at the end of the podcast. Oh, okay. Jack, can you please describe to the listeners what you're wearing currently? Ben almost choked on his ice cream sandwich when he heard that.
All right, so what I'm sporting this fine evening is just the tightest possible tiger onesie. And by tiger, I mean
tiger print.
Not tiger print. No. I mean the face of a tiger. Let's say the eyes are on my nipples, and the nose is around my belly button, and the mouth is like crotch area.
Yeah.
And this is a onesie.
I'm pretty sure that's a bodysuit, is it not?
I mean, you can call them
bodysuit, onesie, whatever it matters. It's made for a woman 10 times smaller than I am. You know, it buttons on the bottom, and it was difficult putting it on. But at the fine price of free, I would wear it again on any podcast I go to.
Is that going to be your podcast outfit?
I think I wear this out to the bars. You know, it's a great conversation starter. You know? And I just say, hey, ever seen Rocky? I got the eye of the tiger. Boom, boom. They're on my nipples. Look into my eyes, please.
That's got to be squeezing the boys.
Stop looking at my chest. Oh, that's why I unbuttoned it and I just have the flaps hanging right now.
He has shorts on.
Don't worry,
not
I have
out.
Shorts on. I got the shorts at the same time, actually. Also free. So, you know, just a really classy affair with this classy wine product. You know?
I'm glad. Isabel, do you have the Boone Farm Wikipedia page?
Okay, so here's the sad story. So I was on, so it's like, I wanted to buy a different wine company, and I was trying to find their page, except I clicked on it, and it said there's no longer Boone's Farm Beverages Wikipedia page.
RIP.
But I did learn that a lot of times it's sold as malt liquor instead of wine because they can sell it at gas stations and you can't sell wine at gas stations.
I will admit I've bought Boone's at a gas station before.
Yeah.
Well, it's a wine product. Legally.
But it's made with malt liquor. It's like made with malt instead of grapes and wine.
So in conclusion, that's kind of our demographic is like if you're at a gas station and you're in dire need of a wine... Boone's might be your play.
Yeah, and you know, I'm drinking the sangria right now, and I'm gonna say right now it's not terrible.
Okay.
I would definitely, 10 out of 10, would drink again.
But the sangria is considered a wine. These wine products are just as much wine as grain alcohol mixed with water as vodka. So.
But take a big sip.
It just tastes like pina colada. It's
it
not
really
it's
smells
not,
like pina colada.
It's not bad.
It tastes like it.
It really,
it's very
really
sugary. You can't taste the alcohol at
we're
all.
We're all going to get diabetes from this Boone's Farm.
It's not healthy for you.
No. This isn't the wine where there are like trendy sites saying, actually, a glass of red wine a day might be good for your health. Like, this is not that
actually,
wine.
Actually,
a glass of
neon blue Boone's.
That shit looks like it's radioactive.
It really does.
It's great.
On the,
so
the Boone's Farm fan site, there were all the different varieties right there. I was like, that looks like toxic waste.
That's what Fuzzy Navel looks like. It's green.
Oh my gosh.
What the heck is this Fuzzy Navel?
Why would you buy anything called Fuzzy Navel?
Yeah,
dude.
It's like Tom going fuzzy, baby.
Come on, like a little fuzzy navel action.
Boone's Farms needs to move into the freezy / popsicle business because just a mightly, slightly alcoholic popsicle or freezy of this, beautiful. I mean, buy it.
0% sugar.
Oh, I would totally buy that.
Actually, that's probably the best idea we've had.
Wait, that's actually a great idea.
It's a $1 billion idea. Can we partner with Boone's?
Yes.
Copyright right now.
Yeah,
if anyone
I don't think copyright works like that.
We're copywriting our idea.
Dude, I'll send an email to Boone's right now.
And it'll say Boone's inquiry, like your ham's inquiry email from before.
I think needs to get in the popsicle business.
It's time to move on to our story time.
I think so too.
Jake should tell
so
his ham's inquiry.
Anyone else have
I was on the last one.
Anyone else have anything they need to say about the wine we're drinking?
My wheat wine?
You got a nice little like sculpture going on over there.
Oh yeah,
he does. So I will say, having watched Jack and Jake work together this summer, it was fun watching their chemistry. They bounce off each other really well, which we kind of just wanted to have a story time with them during this segment of the podcast. So with that being said, Jake, you said you had a story about your first time.
Okay, the first time I ever had wine, actually, I don't think it even happened until my sophomore year of college.
Wow.
Really?
So, yeah.
That's shocking.
It was the first thing I just carried around a handle and just drank liquor just straight out of it. I can't do that anymore.
What a life.
Now you're all getting the picture of who Jake Holly is.
Yeah. And anyway, I didn't, I don't think I bought a case of beer until sophomore year either. just kind of insane.
Wow. Well, you evolved quick.
I was going to say.
Yeah. But.
You couldn't.
Not legally.
Not legally.
But just, okay. I don't know. Anytime I ever had someone who was 21 go to the liquor store for me, I was like, I need a handle of Fireball.
This is a note for, you know, our listeners. We do not condone underage drinking.
Yes, no.
It's not a good thing. Continue, Jake.
You may think it's good.
Thanks, yeah. Seamus.
But very few are built like Jake Holly.
All right, so anyway, the first time I ever had wine, so the first 2 years of my college, I guess year and a half, not first year and a half, but after my first semester, the next year and a half after that, I was in a fraternity, right? Mm-hmm. So the first fall that I came back sophomore year, we had this thing, you know, Step Brothers, the Catalina wine mixer?
The fucking Catalina wine mixer.
The fucking Catalina wine mixer, yeah. So we thought we were real funny and clever. We decided to have the Fratalina wine mixer for one of our date parties, right?
Wow.
That's not bad. I will say that's not bad.
Classy.
So, basically what happened, we got a shitload of bags of wine, threw them in the basement. We made teams with, like, the guys and their dates and everything. We had, like, teams of six, like, finish a bag of Franzia. Here you go. See how much you finish it. Cool, right?
Yeah.
Actually, sure. Problematic as fuck, but let's not get into that.
You know, I would have thought the same. I don't think those two things are, like, mutually exclusive.
Yeah, so definitely problematic. I understand that. But, of course, I'm going hard. I'm like, we're going to win this race. Unfortunately, on my team, I was the only one that thought that. So I wind up drinking half this bag of wine, and I just got to, like, cut it after that. But I'm walking around the house. I'm, like, kind of with my date, kind of not. I keep leaving her. She keeps, like, leaving without me. So it was basically like I didn't have a date that night. But anyway, it was cool. This party was on...
I have no idea where this story is going.
This party was on October
1st. What do you mean? 1st. He set up perfectly. He drank half a bag of wine.
This is the first time I ever had
one. 5 liter or 3 liter?
Just super
It was a 5 liter.
Okay.
So I had 2.5 liters of wine. And then I'm not walking around. I'm just not with my date the entire time. And then all of a sudden, like, I had to had this planned beforehand. I was just like, you know what? I need champagne. Because at midnight, it's my birthday.
Oh, that's a twist.
So I make it to midnight. I'm, like, out there. I gather up, like, 5 or 10 people. I get my big brother in the fraternity to, like, record me and everything. And as soon as it hits midnight, I open the champagne bottle and down, like, 3/4 of it. And I just whip it at the brick wall of fraternity. It breaks everywhere. Big mess. But then anyway, after that, one of my fraternity brothers comes up to me. He's like, Jake, it's your birthday, and we have to do this dyad soon, because that's something the fraternity did. Like, every couple of weeks, you had a new brother you were going to hang out with. And yeah. Very, very cool, actually. And he's like, I know what we're going to do. And he takes me up to his room. It's not going there. Basically, he's just like, look at these fireworks. And I was like, fuck yes. It's very, very hazy at this point, but basically what I remember doing is running through the streets of Dinky Town onto the railroad tracks, climbing up on top of a train, running across this train, just blackout drunk. We get to, like, just under Stone Arts. It's this little alcove, right? And we start firing bottle rockets just into the Mississippi. And I don't even remember all this. I don't really remember getting home, but what happens is, all of a sudden, I'm like, oh my god, I feel so awful. I left my date at the date party. She's gonna think I'm such a bad person. I feel so bad. So I'm just like, we gotta go. So the other three guys are, like, not as unreasonably hammered as I am. So they chase after me, like, Jake, no, you can't do that. And I'm not listening to any reason whatsoever at this point. And then we get to just, like, the streets around Dinky Town or something, and my phone's, like, about to die. And then I'm, like, calling my date. I'm like, oh, my God, where are you? She's like, I'm going home. And I was like, I'll meet you at ATO. I'll get you. I got to say bye to you. It's fine. I'm going to come see you. Oh, I am running there. And then all of a sudden, the three guys I'm with are still behind me. It's like, Jake, it's fine. You're too drunk, I'll order us an Uber to get back to ATO. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, no, I gotta go! So they order the Uber to the corner that they're standing at, and I'm racing back to ATO in the wrong direction. So, like, it must have been 10 minutes of me running, and I was like, I don't recognize this area. So I had to pull out my phone, check my phone, and be like, oh, I gotta go this way. Start racing the other direction, actually towards ATO. And then I don't remember getting back to the house, but I know that I made it. Anyway, the thing that always sticks out to me about this story is that fraternities, like, they have a main room and everything, so I woke up at 4 or 5 a.m., just sitting on the couch with just my pants and boxers around my ankle and my dick just hanging out. Like, yeah. So that was the first time I ever drank wine.
Well, I have a couple questions. Yes. First of all, do you know the statute of limitations on some of the things you said you did?
I'm pretty sure everything was illegal.
I mean, fireworks.
I feel like you trespassed in there.
Yeah,
you
definitely trespassed. No. Underage drinking.
You can't actually have bottle rockets at or fireworks at least in Minnesota.
Oh, whatever. That's not a real crime.
I mean, okay. There's gotta be some, like, public intoxication laws that you were
definitely
breaking.
All right.
Also, wasn't your frat supposed to be a dry frat?
Yes. Any new or rechartered chapters of that fraternity are dry fraternities.
Okay. So fratalino
that doesn't
wine
work anywhere. Now it is, but I don't know.
Yeah, but that's my line of questioning. I feel like I guess the defense rests or something. The prosecution rests.
Yeah.
All I'm saying is that was an incredible story. And I will not be able to top that.
I was going to say, I think every turn that story took, my mouth was just agape because it was not the direction I thought it was going to take.
Incredible.
It was incredible. I mean, I generally thought it was going to be like, oh, this is the first time I tried wine. It was at this party. It was, you know.
Yeah, haha. I thought it was going to end with the champagne bottle breaking, but no.
No, it ended up with multiple crimes.
I love the part where you're on top of the train and you go, my date.
I know.
Oh, dang it.
That's right. Everything. It had love. It had loss. It had adventure. It had everything.
Everything you look for in a fucking story. That could have been,
like,
a movie.
Yeah, honestly, movie rights. We're copywriting that, too.
Awesome.
Like, there's a lot of good ideas in this podcast. Okay?
I didn't really know her, like, super well at the
time.
Now she's actually one of my best friends.
I was going to ask you where your relationship is now.
Yeah, one of my best friends, actually.
Interesting.
Yes.
It all worked out.
Jack, do you have any story? What was your first time drinking wine?
I can't take
at
that
church. Church,
just...
and I hated it. But I thought of a story based off of what I'm wearing right now.
Mm, okay.
I think that's what brought me to that. I was thinking about my dick out, like, uses right now, basically.
Honestly, it wasn't the wine that we were drinking when we asked what was the first time you drank wine.
What was that and this?
Okay,
like,
it
made
was a
sense
perfect,
to me.
Perfect storm. All right, Jack, continue.
Yeah, I could go.
My dick is out, by the way. Let that be known.
It is not out. Let's continue.
Free balling, though. But, so...
Jesus.
So, tiger shirt. I grew up, my high school mascot was the Tigers.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of last time I was there, I climbed on the roof of the school and was chased away by the police.
Wait, you climbed on the roof of the school?
Yeah.
What school?
New Richmond High School.
Oh, okay.
Were you like big into climbing, like building climbing?
No.
Because I've heard a lot of people were really into that in high school.
I was just like back home. No, this was maybe sophomore year of college. I was just like back home drinking with friends. And we're like, what is there to do in New Richmond, Wisconsin? And
it's
like,
a valid question.
Oh, let's climb on the roof of the school. And I'm like, yeah, let's do that. So we've been drinking. Someone sober drives us there. And we... climb up, like, these fucking air vents, like, onto the roof, and they're like, man, this way is way easier than the way we used to do it on top of the greenhouse. And I'm like, yeah, this is pretty dope. And we're up there for, like, I don't know, 5 minutes. And then we hear somebody, like, yelling, hey, I saw you climb up there. I'm calling the police. And then the police pull up, and we're like, oh, shit. And then they're like,
oh, damn.
Oh, good thing we can get off on the greenhouse. So we're on top. The greenhouse is on, like, the other side of the school.
Yeah.
So we, like, run huddled, like, in the shadows around the building to the greenhouse. And it's, like, fucking James Bond. We, like, just jump on the greenhouse. The roof slanted. We just slide off. and it's like a 9-foot drop. We just slide the fuck off. We just, no, nothing slowing us down. We're just sliding down right off. Boom. And there are woods around the school. We run into the woods. This is where the cross country course is. We like run down. We parked like
that was your home territory. That was like yeah. Now it's like guerrilla warfare.
I knew those.
I was
going
to say. I knew those. There's woods. No way you couldn't do that.
Fucking. We duck out. We get in our car. We drive to Walmart. You know, get some snacks. You know.
Tired from all the greenhouse jumping.
Fuck that. You know, we're up. When we're driving back, it's past the school. And we can still see the police car circling, shining like their police light onto the roof of the building. We're like, you dummies. We're already gone. We're over here. You're still looking over there. So that was the only time I've been chased by the police and the first time I climbed on the roof of the school. That was a good time.
Wow. That's... Was that the first... Did you drink wine that night? Was that the beginning of that story or was that just a different story? Oh, no, you said church was the first time.
Yeah, that was based off of this
I got you,
nice
I got
tiger
you.
Number. I don't know what we were drinking that night, but...
My dad told me a story of, like, when he was in high school. Actually, River Falls, I think that's, like, in the same conference as New Richmond. It was, like, their homecoming game and their big rival. So my dad and his buddies in high school, they went over to their rival high school's place and climbed up on the roof and, like, literally put, like, a banner that said, like, F this school, or, like, this school sucks. And they put it over, like, the main, like, nameplate, like, that was on the building of, like, this school. But they were putting it on there, and then something slipped. But they were like, we can't abandon this now. So they took their, like, shorts, kind of, like, light, less weighing buddy. They took his legs and hung him over the edge of the school so he could, like, be down, like, hanging down, fixing this sign that they put up on, like, the high school. And so they're, like, holding their buddy, like... 40 feet in the air, like, above, the, over the edge, by his feet.
And he's okay with
and that. He was like, yeah, we gotta do this, apparently, so that was the story my dad told me. I don't think they were drinking that night. Hopefully they weren't if they're holding their body over.
Still but, worth it.
But in the same vein as your on-the-roof story, that was my dad's wild shenanigans, apparently.
Speaking of hanging banners, when I was in high school, like, I don't know, do you guys have senior pranks? Like,
yeah.
We didn't do one my year.
You didn't do one your year?
No.
Oh,
I don't know that... We may have done one, I don't remember. But I just remember the year before us, their senior prank was done by, like, just three guys. And so I went to high school on Nicola Island, like, you know where the Grain Belt beer sign is?
Yeah.
Like, that high school there. And they hung, and I went to, it was a Catholic school, too. So they hung a banner of, like, it was, like, a Sports Illustrated swimsuit model, like, very scantily clad. The biggest banner, it covered the entire back of the Grain Belt beer sign.
The back of the Grain Belt beer sign?
Yeah, they hung it on the back of the Grain Belt beer sign.
That's like a city thing.
Oh my god. That's not a high school prank. That is a city prank, like you said.
It was like, I mean, but like,
yeah,
so you could probably have seen it, but they got in so much trouble for that.
What happened?
They were probably suspended. These guys got in trouble, like, all the time. But...
Oh, dude, that would have been so worth it. I would have taken, like, a week of suspension.
It was just, like, funny because, like, one of their dads owned, like, a printing company or something. So, like, their dad literally, like, printed the school.
Their dad, like, knew about it? Like,
yeah.
Oh,
their
my
dad's
God.
That's
the
fucking
bro.
That dude's a G.
That dude is not
bro.
A G.
That dude's fucking awesome.
Yeah. I don't know if he's a G, but he's a bro for sure.
Yeah. I mean, like, I guess it's all, like, what I've heard, so I'm not sure if that's actually true, but that's the story.
Speaking of Minneapolis Monument / like the skyline in downtown. Jake, do you want to tell your story about...
Oh, no. This is another pretty long story. Okay. So I'm starting off the night thinking, like, I'm probably just going to stay in Northeast at my friend's place. I have this good friend. I've known her for years now. Her name's Kristen.
This isn't your date.
This is not my date.
Okay,
that was my date.
This was actually the fraternity's sweetheart for a while, so, like...
Really?
Everyone's, like, good friend and everything, yeah. So, she's a pusher when it comes to, like, drinking. She will shove shots in your face. She'll be like, chug this, finish this. You'll be drinking. She'll walk up to you and just tip your beer up.
Mm-hmm.
Like a pusher. She wants everyone to be hammered, like, right away.
It's aggressive.
So, I go to her little party that she wanted to throw because... She'd never been able to throw a party at her place before, and it was summer, and her one roommate that wasn't super about, like, having parties at that place because I happened to be gone for, like, that weekend.
And this is this summer.
This was this summer, yeah. So I go there, and she made this WAP for her party, right? Okay. So, of course, I'm sipping on that. We're playing drinking games with it and everything, and I'm drinking way too many, like, summer shandies and everything, and that WAP, and she's pushing shots in my face. So by the time she asked me this question, want to go to Uptown, I should have said no. But of course,
did not.
When I am that drunk, there's no way I'm going to say no to the bars.
Okay.
So anyway, a couple of minutes later, we actually start heading on our way to Uptown in an Uber, right? I'm pretty sure I fell asleep in that Uber.
Oh, no, that's not a
but then, like, when we got there, I was like, oh, fuck, yeah, I'm fine, I'm good. I don't remember anything about being in the bars in Uptown besides being immediately separated from her and my other friends.
Oh.
Meeting up with, like, my fraternity the ATO seniors, since I already fucked up.
Yeah.
The ATO seniors that graduated, like, a couple of years before.
I know, it's not the first time you said it. I was like, they're yeah. going back.
Okay. The ATO seniors that graduated a few years before, and I was so excited to see them, and I was like, ah! And I was, like, buying Long Islands, which is the worst idea if you're already
you
almost
blackout
drunk.
You seem like you weren't in a place to be buying Long Islands. That's
I was not at all.
Too aggressive of a move.
So, anyway, I remember hanging out with them. I remember running into Seamus, and I actually had a boss last summer. His name's Drew. We ran into him in Uptown, and I was hanging out with him, and I was so excited to be meeting up with all these people that I hadn't even gone out with originally, and I felt so popular and so on top of the world, and then all of a sudden, I'm walking around in a neighborhood, and...
Uptown is very close to residential Minneapolis.
Initially, I was like, I'm doing fine, I'm walking around, and very, very slowly, initially, I think, like, I'm walking to a party. I know where I'm going. Doo-doo-doo. It's still like 11 at night. I'm doing okay. And then it very, very slowly dawns on me how light it is outside. And then I'm like, hang on. I don't know where I'm walking to. And I was like, it's okay. I'll check my phone. Phone's dead.
Oh, God.
Thank God. Watch was alive. Look at my watch.
Your Apple Watch.
My Apple Watch.
Most
my
watches
Apple
are
watch.
Alive, usually.
Yeah. I look at my watch. It's almost dead, but it's still alive. Just before 5 a.m. is the time. I was
then
just
you don't
walk-
remember anything from,
nope.
like, 11 to 5.
We were in Uptown, like, we probably got to Uptown about 12:30.
Okay.
So, I probably, Drew lost me at about 1 or 1:30. Mm-hmm. I don't remember anything between, like, 1:30 and, like, just before 5. So my phone's dead, I have no idea where I am, and I'm just aimlessly wandering around the city of Minneapolis. And I'm like, well, shit, what do I do now? And I'm like, okay, I know if I can make it to the light rail, I can take the light rail back into campus. So I start looking around, it's like, okay, where are light rail stops? Start looking around, I see the Minneapolis skyline. I make it to that skyline, take the light rail back. So I just walk. I just keep walking and walking. I'm not even really paying attention to the time at this point because I'm like, well, I'll get home when I get home. I kind of did this to myself. I make it into downtown Minneapolis' skyline.
How long did it take you to get to the skyline?
It's not that far. It's like a 45-minute walk.
Well, it depends where you
but,
was, though.
However,
we don't know if he was in Uptown still, though.
I was actually, when I came to, I was wandering on for a while because I didn't know what to do. And I was just like, well, shit. So I was wandering on aimlessly for probably an hour and a half. And I was just like, fuck, I couldn't think of what to do.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
And then all of a sudden
like
I looked up at the skyline.
I'm 3 miles from here.
So. And I started walking toward the skyline. It probably took me an hour and a half or 2 hours to make it to the skyline.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I imagine that.
I feel like that's what would happen in a movie.
The movie Holes.
Yeah.
Where he sees the mountain that's shaped like a thumb. That's Jake Holly in his like drunk and stupid at 5 in the morning. He's like, skyline. That's
so,
my destination.
So home.
Skyline.
I make it to downtown Minneapolis. I make it to the light rail stop and I'm like, salvation, I'm home. I'll be home in like a half hour
oh, no.
if that. The light rail is closed for maintenance. And I'm like, I don't really know how to get back to Floco from the skyline. So what I decided to
the
do...
The skyline is skyline. A very general term.
It's in the center of downtown Minneapolis. I walked by U.S. Bank Stadium and all that shit.
Yeah. Probably by the horizon.
He was at the horizon.
I was at the horizon.
Made it there.
And I just followed the light rail tracks as far as I could take them. I made it to West Bank. I was walking on literally the side of a highway. Just all the way down, just on, like, the side of the road. Like, there's grass. It's also pouring.
What? It's raining?
It's also pouring. I didn't even say what I was wearing. I was wearing American flag swim trunks and an American flag Hawaiian.
Well, at least you were wearing swim trunks when it was so wet.
And I'm just walking
why
along.
Why are you wearing that? What?
Because I thought it'd be hilarious, and it was. And then I'm just walking down the side of the road.
Oh my god.
What are you?
Blackout drunk at,
yeah. What time did you get home?
It was about 9 a.m. I just kept walking on the side of the light rail tracks. I made it to West Bank.
That's wild. I don't think I've ever heard a story of anyone coming to, like, in an action.
Yeah.
Like, walking. Like, everyone comes to passed out.
I've done that, like, high, but not because of alcohol.
Again, we don't condone that on the podcast.
This is a Colorado-based podcast, even though we talk about the U of M skyline.
two last details of this story.
Okay.
My Apple Watch did end up being alive that entire time, so I got home at like 9-ish a.m.
Mm-hmm. It's a trip.
Looked at my watch, because it tracks your activity and everything, right? Mm-hmm. From the time that I started walking around, I walked right about 14 miles.
14? It's only 3 miles
that's the
from
thing.
Uptown
I had been,
to here.
I had been yeah. walking.
I don't know. He wasn't up there.
I don't know. I had been walking like an hour and a half or so before I came to. But also, that's even before so that, like, I was dead for like an hour and a half as well. Like, it was just my Apple Watch had no activity.
So you weren't doing anything for 3 hours?
So you're sitting somewhere?
It had to have been. I had to have been passed out. I don't know where it was. It could have been at the bar.
I wonder if someone, like, sent you away. And, like, because you were passed out, and they, like, just started having you walk. And then you came to as you were walking.
Yeah, they, like, kicked you out of the bar.
I feel like I got kicked out of the
bar. Or you were, like,
at
someone's house or something.
But you would have been doing it.
I don't know anyone that
lives
in uptown.
Unless you, like, if you pass out, I guess.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, do you have another detail? Or is that it?
It was about 14 miles. By the end of that day, I think I walked about 30 miles.
Wow.
Because I walked, like, to Stone Arch and back. No, and then we walked from my place to Northeast and Stone Arch to Northeast.
That's
it was
incredible.
A big mess.
That's incredible.
I'm surprised I didn't die.
Well, I will say, that is such a unique story. I don't think I've ever heard anything like that.
No.
hope I never have another one. That's horrifying.
Yeah. I want to ask you before we move on, both of you, like, what were your favorite memories from orientation together as an OPA, everything like that?
Oh, good question. Oh, together? Easily. Together? The first time I was like, I fucking like this dude. We're carting, like, a bunch of water to an event, and we pull up, and Jake just goes, "Thirsty bitches!" And I go, "Yep."
Oh,
who did he yell "thirsty bitches" at?
It was like we just brought it out of the kitchen. It's like welcome week leader check in. There are a ton of people in there. Jake just yells, "Get thirsty, bitches!" And we go, "Yep, that's the type of person I want in my life."
And see, I had told you stories of Jake before. Because I do my Jake impression where I go, "Hey, Seamus, did I tell you about the time where I threw a knife in my ceiling?" Yeah, that was pretty fun.
Dude, sky knife!
Sky knife, yeah. Sky knife. That's another story for another day, but you had kind of heard about him before.
Yeah, I heard some of the exploits of Jake Ollie.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think about, like, my favorite. I think my favorite was when, I don't know, there was one day where me and Jack were just driving the van around. Like, he was driving. And he was just saying the weirdest shit to me. Like, I don't even, do you remember? You have better memories?
We're driving a big cargo van, and basically on the U of M campus, there's like kind of a mall.
That was awesome.
We drive it up the curb because we have to drop off some shit. We drive it up the curb, and I just yell, man, I got a big dick. Because I'm just driving this big cargo van. I just go, fuck it, drive across the bike lane.
There's people looking at us
fucking on this curb. Everybody's like, what's going on? I'm like, man, I got a big dick right now. And then we just drive it across the mall, this just huge-ass van.
We're like yelling like with the windows down.
And then later we're like coming back on the golf cart, and I'm like, man, I just feel absolutely adequate.
That was all. That's my favorite one. That's my favorite memory. There you go.
The driving the van.
Because we're driving down the mall, and people are looking at us like, fuck? And we're there like, woo!
Yeah. We're like, OTE doesn't give a fuck.
OT, we don't use abbreviations on this podcast.
Yeah, the Office of Orientation and Transition Experience.
It's just Orientation Transition Experience.
I wouldn't have been able to know it.
You didn't know the abbreviation?
Orientation Transition. Yeah, I probably could have.
Make OT OFYP again.
He never worked with OFYP. He never worked at the office when it was OFYP.
Wow. I think OFYP is better.
What a life to live.
Even Isabel worked in the office when it was OFYP.
That's true.
You worked in the office?
She was in, well, a week later.
Oh.
I didn't work
in the office. Weren't you going to be a week later this year, Isabel? What happened?
Okay. Honestly, I went through so, like, I felt so bad that everyone went through so much work to get me to be a welcome week leader, and then they didn't email me a schedule for welcome week prep week, and I felt so bad.
They never emailed you anything?
Mm-mm.
So you would have been available, like, you were ready to do it?
Yeah, like, I was ready to, but I just felt bad, like, having them go. I was like, they must just not have me signed up, so I was like, whatever, it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
So,
dang.
But yeah, like I would have done it, but I also just felt bad and I was like, whatever, I'll just do recruitment. So,
any other last favorite memories, Jake and Jack?
For orientation.
What was your overall experience of being in OPA? Like, were you glad you did it, everything?
Honestly, during.
This is secretly Seamus also trying to get input for next year's
OPA. I know, I'm just trying to keep the conversation
going. During orientation, it's easy as fuck. Like, you barely do anything.
Easiest job.
But then once you get to welcome week, I thought being an OPA during welcome week was more stressful than being an OL.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I thought it was always just easy.
Always easy.
Well,
my favorite part was people calling Seamus a snake. I loved it. Somebody said something bad about Seamus, I'd go, ooh, tell me more.
And you'd always tell him, hey, I'm going to tell Seamus this.
Yeah, like, he's going to know about this. So make it real bad for me.
Who's that other OPA?
Phil.
Yeah, like, his job must have been easy because he would just kick, like, people who had a broken leg out the door of the golf cart in, like, 1 second.
Oh, my God.
Like,
Phil would always...
Tell that story. It was just, like, the craziest thing because I was walking, like, past 17th. I don't remember where I was going, but I was, like, walking past 17th, and I just see a golf cart, like, whip up to the front door of 17th. And this girl, like, literally on crutches with, like, a broken ankle just, like, hops out, and the golf cart hasn't even stopped moving. She's, like, hopping out, and then the golf cart just drives off. No words were exchanged, like, nothing. This poor girl, like, literally almost tripped out of the golf cart because the person driving was just, like, in such a rush.
And we can name that person. It was Phil.
It was absolutely Phil.
It was so funny, and she was, I walked past her, and she was just, like, hopping on one leg, like, on the curb. I was like,
me and Jake have a pretty good golf cart accommodation story.
Oh my God.
Tell that story, yeah.
We're driving this girl who has a heart condition. This is why she cannot walk. She has a heart condition. We're driving, it's kind of busy, so some people have to move out of the way of the golf cart a little bit. This group of girls moves out of the way. One of the girls makes eye contact with the girl we're driving and goes, man, I wish I couldn't walk. And we're like driving, and sure, she's walking, so we're like past her. It's just like that interaction gone. We couldn't say like, hey, don't say that to people. You can't just do that. So it's just like 10 seconds where everybody in the golf cart, me, Jake, and this poor girl are just like in shock of like, what? What? And then we're just like, that. Well, that was crazy, right? And this chick in the back is like, kind of obviously taken aback and a little pissed off, and she's like, yeah, so lucky I have a heart condition. And I'm like, oh God. It was just the most ruthless and unexpected comment I've heard in years, possibly my whole life. There was just no lead up, nothing. It was just like, bam, dropping bombs and gone. And I was like, oh my god. People these days.
I just can't imagine if you were like the group of people walking with that girl who's made that comment. Like, you'd be like, oh, this person that I just met during Welcome Week is the worst.
Yeah. Or what if they were like that?
They're all incoming freshmen. Ugh. Another great story is one of the incoming freshmen had a peanut allergy.
Oh my god!
God damn it.
The class of 2022 is just the worst.
If you know what a Kind bar is, it's a granola bar with clear wrapping, and you can very clearly see the
almost every Kind bar has some kind of nuts.
Kind bars are literally only nuts.
Yeah, they're only nuts.
And it's literally just nuts with like a little bit of like caramel connecting.
It's
all
nuts,
of them.
Oats, and sugar. Like that's what it is.
And even if it wasn't clear, and you know you have a nut allergy, and you've had this your whole life, you're coming to college now. Any granola bar, you think you would be a little cautious of. Not this person. They eat the Kind bar.
I'm in college now.
They need to call 911. I'm in college. No responsibilities. Fucking eat a granola bar.
It wasn't like they didn't realize that the Kind bar didn't have nuts in it. Every Kind bar, you can't not know. It made the names are like double chocolate almond.
90% of granola bars, unless the granola bar's brand name is No Nut, has nuts in it. You can assume that.
And also, like, specifically Kind bars, like, like the nuts aren't even ground up. It's like a whole ass almond. Like,
the
whole fucking almond, like, seeds and, like, other full-size nuts in a Kind bar.
And this person thinks, I'm at college now, I'm an adult, no nut can take me down.
Exactly!
Nothing can hold me back.
It's little like they thought the independence of college took away their nut allergy that they've had their entire life. It's the dumbest thing I've ever
heard. All you gotta say about that is just got them. Pouring out for nuts everywhere.
I'm on Team Kind Bar here, alright? Team Kind Bar. Yeah. Doing that shit.
Honestly, though. Oh gosh. Okay.
I think it's
time. Is it time?
I think it's time to get into Can't Let It Go. However, I don't want to get into that yet. Can't Let It Go. Jake and Jack, you are familiar with Can't Let It Go.
Yeah, let's say yes.
Refresh.
Yeah.
So this is the part of the podcast where we talk about something that's been on our mind recently. It's it could be like a current event, something that you're like, wow, this is like really pertinent. I've been thinking about this a lot. It could be something that happened to you. It could be just something that is, you're like, wow, that's so cool. Just been on your mind that you can't kind of get off your chest. Does anyone want to start?
Can we do a combined one and then an individual one?
You go do your individual, because I got a different.
If you're doing that, make it a little.
Well, I mean, I thought our.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
What's on our mind is fuck Seamus.
Yeah,
that's the combined
fuck
one.
You.
Fuck you.
Jake Holly called Seamus today, and he just instantly hung up on him.
I wasn't there.
Dude, it's not even the first time. You instantly hang up on me all the goddamn time.
Yeah.
It doesn't even matter if you're working.
And you won't
even text back. You'll just be like, fuck that.
You texted me. Okay.
I say we hear both
also,
sides. Let's
you
hear
never
both
respond
sides.
To texts. You are
say
so
we
garbage at it. It's
sides.
Insane.
I say we just let Jake yell at Seamus for 10 more seconds, and then we move.
Go, Jake. Go.
Like, dude, how do you not look at your goddamn phone?
I do.
No. Like, I will ask you a question that's like maybe a 2 or 3 word answer, and you'll let it go like days.
That's not true. Okay, I get to defend myself now.
Or at least a day.
All right.
No, hold on.
Last time he called, okay, today he calls me about this podcast and like when it's going to happen. I didn't have my phone. I was at Run Club. If my phone was right over there, I didn't hang up.
Why didn't hang up on me right away?
Because my phone was probably dead. I don't know.
Or on Do Not Disturb.
Yeah, it was on Do
you
Not
went,
Disturb.
You got it real fast.
My phone was on Do Not Disturb.
Why are you trying to not disturb yourself with me?
I wasn't by my phone. Oh my god. Okay. All
right. I think
okay,
this was a very productive conversation.
Okay. I just want to decide myself a little bit more.
All right.
He texts me at Tuesday. On Tuesday, I have 3 classes kind of bang, bang, bang on Tuesdays.
Bang, bang, bang.
It's like 11 o'clock, and then I have a 15-minute break before the next one, half an hour break before the next one, until about 3:20, 3:30. So Jake texts me at, I want to say, my first class was at 11. He texts me at 11:20, 11:30 or so. Naturally, I can't respond. I walk to my next class. I go to that class. I see the text, and I'm like, okay, this doesn't require my immediate attention. I need to focus on the classes.
Yeah.
At 3:30, when I am done with my class, I'm about to respond, and he texts me, Seamus, never become a 911 operator. And while that is a valid point, While that is a valid point, I was in class for 4 hours.
Dude, you don't text in class?
No!
I do all every day! Okay. Seamus is out here getting the pocket points. All every day!
I try not to. And also, like, half my classes now.
Use pocket points.
You didn't even say what the question was. It was wine podcast question mark?
Well, that requires me explaining all the moving parts of it. Okay, we don't need to get into it.
There's an app.
Jake, we will argue about that another time.
All right, all right.
Is that your personal Catalytic code? Do you have anything?
That was mine and Jack's.
Okay, Jack, do you have a personal one that you want to
do? I have a personal one, too.
Okay.
That was...
My personal one of what I can't get off my mind is just, like, old school black jazz. I was listening to some Mad Lib, and I was just, like, going through his work. Just a ton of stuff. And there's a tribute to a guy called Weldon Iervine. And I just listened to him. He has just, like, album Time Capsule, album Sisters, album Sinbad. I've just been listening to it. No, but not just regular jazz. Like, very... Knowing Madlib, he's like a jazz.
Keep going.
Like, I knew if he's making a tribute to someone, this person's gonna have just like so much soul. So I'm listening to him, and I said black because like after that I looked into related artists, and there's the artist 24 Karat Black, and I just listened to that shit, and it's just like good ass jazz music, which I know people don't really like jazz because they're like.
I don't know.
Their songs are, jazz songs, like 7 minutes, and they're like, we get it, we don't want to, I'm like, I'm fucking about that. I'm walking to class, just like, beep, boop, bop, beep, skeep, just like jazz horn, just like fucking right. Tambourine.
I can appreciate that.
I do like jazz. I would say,
La La Land was a huge hit. La La Land, like, kind of embraced, like, the jazz side of things. Yeah. Like, La La Land was a huge hit. There's a place for modern jazz.
Yeah, but I think, though, for me, like
old
I
jazz
love
is
listening
basically
to...
instrumentals.
Yeah, true.
That's what jazz really
I like prefer listening to live jazz though. Like if I'm gonna choose like a live music to listen to, like live jazz is for sure my favorite. Like I love live jazz.
Well, like a jazz artist at a concert, it's gonna be so different from what like it is on an album, just because
that's
they'll
true.
Probably do more vocals. They'll like jazz at its like core is meant to be different and change and random.
And it's like all improvised.
So, yeah.
That's
like
the whole thing.
The whole
with
thing
jazz.
Is it's improvised. So at a concert, it's going to be like a new experience every time.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really cool. For sure. Jake, do you want to do your Catalytic go personally?
I fucking hate the Schrodinger wave equation, dude. That shit doesn't make any goddamn sense, and I like that's all I have to work with all semester.
Wait, yeah, we're
Did
all...
I tell you what I was doing before I came to the podcast?
Get him.
No.
I sat there and I looked at a fucking problem for an hour. I just stared at it. And I just got nothing
for
done.
For the audience, Jack is like, yes, he is every kind of praising.
Cheering him
Jake
on,
here.
Pointing at him, going.
Yeah, like,
do you know my frustration?
Concern. Yeah.
I don't.
His tiger shirt is staring Jake right in the eyes and saying yes.
My nips are just rock hard, pointing directly at him.
All right, I'm not going to go any further like into this, but quantum mechanics makes no goddamn sense at all.
Yeah. I could have predicted that.
There,
yeah.
I'll leave it at that.
Oh, man.
Seamus?
You want to go or should I go?
No,
I can go.
You can go.
Okay, my can't let it go is... I've been listening to this new podcast this week,
mm-hmm.
and you know I'm trying now that we're in the world of podcasting. It's I want to hear different podcasts and like see what they do well, and I found this new podcast that I really really like, which is called "How Did This Get Made."
Mm-hmm.
It is if anyone's familiar with the kind of crew from The League on FX, it is like Paul Scheer. He's like the bald guy with kind of a gap tooth. I think a lot of people recognize him.
Yeah.
Jason Mantzoukas, June Diane Raphael. They all make this podcast called How Did This Get Made, and they just talk about different movies that are just awful movies.
Really?
They're like, how did this get made? And they like watch the movie like they're each night like before whatever they do the podcast, they all watch the movie and they just rip each scene to shreds. They're like, this doesn't make any sense. Why would this person do this when they just could have done that? Like they had a whole episode on, like Sharknado, and I listened to that and they were just like,
they have like 4 Sharknado movies, don't
they? They have like 6 now.
Oh my
it's
god.
It's unreal.
All of them accurate.
Yeah, all of them very, very scientifically accurate. Like, Sharknados could happen. We're all preparing.
Dude, that's what the Carolinas are getting hit with right now.
A Sharknado?
That's why
Sharknado,
I live in Minnesota.
What's the Sharknado Florence?
Florence?
There aren't enough oceans close to the mainland states, so that's where we're safe.
Oh, also, interestingly,
living by coasts, you know,
but
sharks.
You know, what about the freshwater sharks that are lurking in Lake Superior?
I've heard about this shit. Terrifying. But also, not a lot of hurricanes up here. I think I'm safe. For now.
Very quick aside that I just think is interesting, because I read it today and I've been thinking about it all day. So maybe, like,
That's the point of this segment.
Yeah. Hurricane damages have been getting much, much worse.
Really?
In the past, like, 30 years or so. But it's actually not because of hurricane strength increasing due to climate change, but actually due to the fact that urban growth is happening along the coast.
Oh, interesting.
Mm. So there's just more not to say that climate change doesn't have an effect. It's just that damage is increasing is because of more stuff being along the coast.
Do you think it's also because buildings just, like, aren't built as structurally sound as they used to be?
The article I read didn't mention it, but I wouldn't doubt it.
I just think, like,
really, I'd be surprised if buildings were getting less structurally sound.
That's what I would
just
say too.
Like, think the Elysian, though. Like, everything in that building is falling apart.
It's not on the coast.
I mean, it's tough to explain. Like,
I've heard that too. Like, my sister just bought a house, and I heard, like, houses built in the 70s are, like, I mean, obviously it's not going to fall over, but it's a lot less, like, hard wood, a lot, like, not as thick.
You mean something like this?
Yeah.
Our walls over here.
If you knock on our fake wood paneling, you'll probably hear about 10 boulders fall down.
The drywall's crumbling.
I've just heard it's like they used to build it with like thicker wood, like a lot sturdier. Yeah. Like in
and
that
like
sense.
They took more time when building things too.
Yeah.
Like now they do use a lot of steel now, but like the actual like frame or like to like build the building, right? And then like. But the walls are just, like, shittier than they used to be. And
but I feel
like
even though it's, like, less sturdy wood, it's probably, like, more technology and more physics behind, like,
yeah.
the low-barrier
aspects. That's true. That's true.
Like, I feel like
that's
they...
True.
I mean, I would think it would be impossible for them to be getting more lax on a lot of those things, especially
on
the coast.
Like what Isabel said, yes, the frame's probably steel now, and it's a lot more sturdy.
Yeah.
But it's just probably paper thin. Like,
that's what I'm saying. Like, the walls are just... It's just drywall. They don't really have, like, anything else there.
Yeah. Yeah, based off that, there's probably less studs, which...
I'm uneducated, so I don't think I can...
I mean, Jake...
Yeah.
If
I
Jake,
know,
can, Jake just
is
punching
like
holes through drywall,
Well, damn,
shit.
Fuck Floco.
To bring it back to My Can't Let It Go,
yeah.
really fun thing about this podcast is, like, the three people have such a good chemistry, and they have a guest on every time, much like we do.
Yeah.
But, like, the guests are always overshadowed by their chemistry. It's so much fun to, like, listen to them, because they're all just, like... Paul is kind of the main host, and then June Diane, like, brings a really good, like, kind of inquisitive aspect, and then Jason Mantzoukas is just like, this is ridiculous!
Jason
I was watching
Mantzoukas.
This movie, it was insane! I'm like, it's hilarious. Like, highly, highly recommend anyone out there checks it out. It's a very funny podcast, especially if it's a movie that you've already watched. They just make fun of, like, the smallest things, especially given that they are all actors themselves.
Oh, they are.
They are all, like, actors themselves.
Really cool.
Oh, that,
so
that
they,
actually
like,
sounds like such a good podcast.
Yeah, and like, all of their, like, their guests are, like, they have good guests on, like, Adam Scott, like, from Parks and Rec, like, people like that. Like, they
Wait,
have really
what?
Good...
what? Really?
Yeah, they have good guests yeah, on. They've done The Room, they've done
yes.
Sharknado, they've done, like, Sleepaway Camp, if you're familiar with that, like, all those kind of things. So, highly recommend, they have, like, almost 200 episodes, I think they're closing in on the 200th episode.
Holy cow.
Highly recommend
it. Think of it as, CinemaSins, the YouTube channel, but for podcasts.
Yeah, I mean, it's fantastic, because they're always, like, ripping things that are, like, a little behind the scenes, but enough that you can understand them as a listener, they're like, they didn't even do this thing, and it's like, that makes sense, they probably would have to do that, they didn't do that at all. Like, they would... Talking about Sharknado, they're like, yeah, they just drove around finding rain and just shot random places, like, in the, like, Nevada, California area, because they couldn't produce rain themselves at a set, like, stuff like that.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
We're not fucking gods.
I think that sounds really interesting, like actually.
Highly, highly recommend you check it out.
Okay. Well,
Isabel, Can't Let It Go, take us home here.
I guess,
yes.
like, okay, this is, like, not a good closing, Can't Let It Go, but, like, lately I've been, you know, binge-watching Bachelor in Paradise. And what I can't let go is how do people literally, like, fall in love and get engaged on, like, shows like that? Doesn't that just seem crazy?
Because it's a certain type of people who's going to go on a show like
yeah.
that.
That's true, I guess. That's true. That's
I'll
true.
Go. Send me a thing, Bachelor, if this ever gets big.
Yeah,
this
true,
is
true, true.
Jake Holly, 217, 8.
If this gets big, we'll have you on again, Jake, and
yeah.
we can make it.
Yeah.
We can have a campaign for you.
I just think it's, like, so crazy, and, like, I love it so much. It's so dramatic, but, like on the last episode I just watched, this girl, Shoshana, who's from, I believe, Armenia. Like, she was, like, obsessing over this guy who was, like, into a different girl. And everyone literally straight up just started calling her a witch.
True.
And being, like, this girl's a witch. And then, I've never seen and show. Then she turned into a Russian witch, and she's not even from Russia, but they're like, this Russian witch, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, what? How do these things escalate so quickly? But yeah, I don't know. I just think it's really interesting that, like, just imagine if that was your life.
That'd be wild.
I just think that would be so crazy.
Better to, like, check themselves. She's going to Hansel and Gretel their asses. That's the only Russian witch I know.
Who cooked, like, the kids German? In an oven? I was going to say, I don't know.
German Russia.
Like Hansel and Gretel
area.
Aren't very
they,
Russian.
They were
names.
Allies for a little bit in World War II, you know.
Close enough.
All right.
We just have to rate the wine.
We have to rate the wine.
Yeah.
So, bottles are empty. I have just a little bit left, like maybe an inch left on my glass right here. But enough for all of us to rate the wine. All the different wines, so there's a little bit of a grain of salt with how we each took our own individual wine. But as a whole, I think we can rate Boone's. What do we think?
Okay, well, like, for my personal one, which was the sangria, I would probably give it, like, I don't know, like, 7 or 8 out of 10 for a sangria.
For a sang... Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I, like, actually, like, in terms of, like, a sangria... Well, so here's the thing.
It's very generous.
I, like, homemade a sangria the other day, and this tasted very similar to that sangria. I mean, it was, like...
Either
obviously,
that's all right sangria, or you're really bad at making sangria.
I mean, probably both. It was just, like, rum poured in, like, a bottle of wine, like, a bunch of rum, and fruit. Nice. It was not bad, but, yeah.
Jack, what did you think?
Because mine is neon blue, I'm gonna rate it a baby Smurf, because if you're drinking Boone's, you better be young.
Can you give me the parameters of this scale?
Well,
baby
you know,
Smurf?
There's baby Smurf, there's Smurfette, and there's Papa Smurf, and there's all the other Smurfs I don't know. And my main thinking of Papa Smurf isn't drinking Boone's. Papa Smurf is drinking, like, some nice wine. Only young people should be drinking Boone's.
I feel like Papa Smurf.
Only baby
is...
Smurfs.
I don't know if babies should be drinking Boone's.
You're hearing it now. Rise and wine. Give your babies wine, but only Boone's.
Again, we don't condone
wine,
giving babies wine.
Give
on
your
the podcast.
Babies wine product, not wine.
I'm gonna have to go back and, like,
wine product.
As well, and I guess, like, make a PSA before this podcast. Like, what
we
you
don't condone
it might be
Jake
a little bit upsetting
Jake
to some
said.
People.
Yeah.
We want to make sure that we
Jake
understand that
like,
all
fucked.
This is just not the opinion of the podcast, but the opinions of the people on the podcast.
Wait,
and
so
then can you do like a PS? Jake and Jack are fucked.
Yeah.
So here's my question. Though, for some reason, I guess I don't know why I think this, but I always assume Smurfs were kind of like a baby Smurf would be 100 years old, a Smurfette was like 300 years old, the Papa Smurf is like 900 years old and drinks like a handle of whiskey like Jake his freshman year, you know?
I am not very familiar with Smurf lore, but I would assume Smurfs are immortal, yes.
Dude, you ever taken Smurf mythology?
Nah. All I know is the bad
it's
guy...
Not, it's Smurf.
All I know is the bad guy's name is Gargamel, and that's enough for me.
What about the, like, Smurf mixed with, like, live-action movie, you know?
Oh,
where
I haven't
like,
seen
Gargamel
those.
Is a human.
And, like, Neil
like,
Patrick
actual,
Harris is
yeah.
in it for what reason?
Your Smurf leader, the Rise and Wine.
Yeah.
God, oh,
damn.
Man.
Yeah.
All right, I need to rate my own, don't I?
Yeah.
It literally, like, it tastes like fucking red Gatorade. Like, I don't think I've had anything closer to red Gatorade that wasn't just red Gatorade.
So,
yeah.
So red Gatorade is what was
I thought
the,
I was going to throw up about three quarters of the way through because of it.
But
well,
you went three quarters of the way through 10
it.
Minutes into the podcast.
Say. I thought I was going to throw up 20 minutes into this. I was fine, though. I'm going to give it a... I'm going to give it my dad would be disappointed in me out of 10.
Yeah. Wow, these are great ratings. Okay,
yeah.
So like
I
cumulatively,
it a power
I say,
rate out of Gatorade.
I got
I say cumulatively, I'm thinking a 3 out of 10.
So that's my rating of
Whoa.
My wine.
Yeah.
3 out of 10.
My
of the reason I'm finishing up right now is because there was nothing that stuck out to me about this wine. There was no point where I'm like, this is a good wine as I'm drinking. Usually in the podcast, I'm like, oh,
some
this
strong
is like,
tannins,
no
this tannins.
Is
no
tannin.
No, like,
this is I don't even want to try to no. This is honestly like Sprite, like cherry Sprite mixed with a little bit of alcohol.
Yeah.
I think
you gotta move away from a 1 to 10 rating, and I would say you should do from like a enjoy it and the, at the bottom is a chug-it, and this is a chug-it.
If that's the chug-it. Scale, this is a chug-it. Chug-it. This is
you saw me, I chugged it.
Chug-it, yeah. Chug-it, chug-it. Chug-it.
This is a bad one for college students, honestly. Like we don't, we are not the class. Like, we're not here, like, buying $30 wine bottles. Like, we're buying below 10, usually. This is
preferably below 5.
All wines,
yeah, preferably
this
below 5.
This is below 4.
Yeah, this is below $4. This is, and it shows. I would say this is why you can buy it at a gas station. This is a dire circumstances. Like, you are really needing to be struggling, and for some reason, like, I would say, if you're at a gas station and you're tempted to buy this, just reconsider why you need to get drunk that night. Because
and, like,
I don't
just
think
don't drink
it.
And drive. That's Whoa. All we're asking.
Well, I don't think, yeah. No drinking and driving, but just reconsider a lot of things if you're at a gas station. And this is coming from
just
a person...
Just a little drinking and driving. Come on, guys.
Again, Jesus. We don't condone drinking and driving. Absolutely. You know, more than anything else that we haven't condoned on this, maybe giving alcohol to babies and drinking and driving, we don't condone any of that.
Well, we already talked about Smurfs are immortal, so that baby Smurf is probably of legal age.
Okay. I think that this is not a good wine that you want to be drinking.
Yeah. Seamus, are you taking
this
into account your implicit biases?
I might be. I don't really care.
All right, I think we need to kill this.
Yeah. I
gotta just really
think it's time.
So
Isabel
bad.
Just went to the bathroom. Jake and Jack, you ready to do it? I'm ready to head out. Any final words that you want to say on the podcast?
Fuck Seamus.
Get her done.
Fuck Seamus. Get her done. Thank you all for joining us. It's been a pleasure. Hopefully you are rising and whining right now, and we'll see you in just a little bit. Isabel, last words?
Good night,
Thank
San
you.
Diego.
Have Thank a great you. Night.
On that note, see y'all later.